1 month on from the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, and calls for an investigation into her death continue to be ignored by the Israelis. The US State Department has said it wants an open, independent Israeli investigation, despite the fact that Shireen was an American citizen. But investigation or not, it hasn't dimmed the impact of Abu Akleh. She was born hours after Shireen Abu Akleh was killed by Israeli soldiers. After Shireen's death, there was never any doubt what her parents wanted to call their newborn. Shireen Abu Akleh Imran was born at midday on May the 11th.
We called her Shireen Abu Akleh in order to honor her. I was in the hospital the night before. Before I entered the operation room, my husband told me Shireen had been killed, and he wanted to call our daughter that. I was shocked and sad Shireen was killed. We were going to call our baby Alma, but we didn't hesitate to change the name.
At 2 weeks old, she's already seen Israeli settlers attack a village. And while she won't remember this attack, it's likely she will see many incursions like this in her life. The kind of witness that Shireen the journalist would seek out and report on. And she was doing just that in Jenin when she was shot in the head on May 11th by Israeli soldiers. On the day of her funeral, Israeli forces stormed the procession and started to beat mourners, causing pallbearers to nearly drop her casket. That didn't stop thousands of Palestinians from marching through occupied East Jerusalem to take part in a funeral and burial. This is Brzezet University, the most prestigious educational institution in Palestine. This is where Shireen helped the next generation of journalists. Her loss has hit the campus hard. The university has announced a number of ways to honor and remember her, including the Shireen Abu Akleh Scholarship for Best Female Journalist.
Shireen is an example that needs to remain alive for the students in order to continue learning from and inspiring from.
From Gaza to the occupied West Bank, across Palestine, Shireen's killing has not only shocked but united Palestinians here and abroad in grief. This is Shireen Abu Akleh's office. It's now a temporary shrine to her. Almost every day, people are coming into this office with floral arrangements and some, I have to say, very touching artwork. But this isn't about her being a journalist. This is much more than that. There's a now common saying about Shireen Abu Akleh that she was a daughter of Palestine. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Ramallah.